Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
How about a one-day tease?
All right.
Ooh.
We talked about something yesterday we didn't finish.
Yes.
It never happens.
But we're getting around to it today?
Yeah.
About the same time.
Yeah, well, that's unusual.
I think I dated three-month tease in high school.
We just space it off completely.
Yeah. This would be the meth-fueled Packer fan.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, okay.
That we mentioned yesterday.
23 and a half hours ago.
Hey, so, right on time.
Yeah. There's so much to do in Green Bay. You need all of that extra energy to get it done.
Why did I forget Tom T. Hall shot himself in the head?
Oh, yeah. He loved that, too.
That's not how you want to remember him.
He was just done.
I love bullets to the brain.
Oh, a single one.
Yeah. He sounded like he was.
And rain.
In rain. And yeah. Rain.
Troubled at the end there.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, he was done. Health. Yeah.
He was done. Right?
Health issues caught up with him. He was just done.
Yeah. Numerous old age related illnesses at the time.
Yeah, he was just done.
Right. Yep.
And rain.
What are you going to do? The woman accused of a meth-fueled sexual murder in Green Bay has once again been found fit enough for trial.
Meth-fueled, that's total debauchery there.
A meth-fueled sexual murder.
Wow.
A judge said that Taylor Shabusiness.
What's Shabusiness? Oh, my God.
No.
What a great
name. No, Shabusiness.
Shabusiness. Yeah. It's Notcha Business.
Notcha Business.
That's my first. I'd name my kid Notcha.
That can be the proper spelling of her last name. S-C-H-A Business.
I call myself Not. What's your name? Not. What's your last name?
Shabusiness.
It looks like Shabusiness.
That'd be who's on first your whole life.
I mean,
no, really, what's your name? That's my name.
Your name, none of ya. None of your business.
Business.
That's my
business.
None of you is my sister. I'm not.
Right? Yeah.
Notcha and none of your business. You're here. Yeah, we're here.
No, a judge said that Taylor's your business.
Your business.
I can't.
How's it spelled, Craig?
S-C-H-A business.
Your business. Your business.
Your business.
Not your business.
Yeah, if you look at that, you would assume that's how it's pronounced.
All right.
Or shabusiness.
Now, let's go with your business.
She passed a second mental health exam. Green Bay, Bay police say that shabusiness.
No wonder she has problems. There's no way you cannot have problems.
Not, you should not.
And have shabusiness as your last. There's no way.
That can't be the way to pronounce her name, but that's the way it's that's the way it's spelled.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Green Bay police say that shabusiness killed a man back in February during a day of meth use and sex.
Oh.
Who hadn't done that? Well, I mean, except for the killing.
Yeah.
Do you have the details on the killing?
Only that investigators say that she told them that she didn't intend to kill the man, but said she just couldn't stop because she enjoyed it.
I'm actually.
And then she cut him into pieces and hit his body.
Yeah. Oh. Lopped his head off.
That's some powerful meth.
I'm accidentally reading some details here that I wish I hadn't.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, if you lop his head off, you might be intending to kill him.
That was after the killing. She didn't mean to kill him.
She strangled him.
But since he's dead.
Since he's dead, might as well lop his head off.
Yeah, we may as well. Yeah, I mean.
What about her other brother?
State of Wisconsin.
Wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was.
This is going all day, man. Hello.
I know. Oh, my God.
L. Oh, she's got an aunt. Ain't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't your business.
I don't know. After reading here what she's capable of, I don't know that I want to make fun of her.
Oh, I know.
This woman is straight up nutty.
This could be on Hulu real soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
Yeah. Is she?
Yeah.
Right.
But the stuff she did to the guy after she killed him.
But she's a good looking woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
State of Wisconsin versus Shabusiness.
She might be a little calmer when she's not meth
cracked up. Right, yeah.
Well, the quote here, "Have fun trying to find all the organs," she told the police.
Oh,
man.
"I can't believe I left the head." She left the head behind.
Yeah.
She's a little rough around the edges.
Yeah.
And apparently she went through the entire knife block trying to find the one that would work best.
That's some rage. See, there's something to the just meth. You could do a lot of meth, and, well, you do crazy things on meth.
That's what I'm saying. Even if the meth wears off, she's still real dangerous. Right.
I hope this doesn't hurt Green Bay as a
destination.
Tourist destination.
It is in the top three or four.
Top three. Yeah. Not tourist. Live
according,
there.
According to Wallet Hub.
Yeah.
If you can't find an Airbnb in Tulsa, head to Green Bay.
All right.
Right. What's it, number three? What's three. Green Bay number three?
To live there.
Oh, to live there?
Best
quality of life.
To live.
They look at, like, parks per population.
That's
and stuff. Exactly. That is nothing.
Nobody cares about that, right?
Universities.
Yeah. It's parks, you're right, right.
It's not, anything that, is worth doing.
Yeah. We like parks.
That's Mr. Chibusiness to you, man.
Mind your business.
Mind your business,
So apparently Pepsi will no longer be sponsoring the Super Bowl halftime show. They have for 10 years now.
Who's the act? They come up with an act already next
year? They haven't come up with that.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Not yet.
So they're looking for a big partnership within the music industry or maybe a streaming service that could take advantage of getting behind-the-scenes bonus content. You know, they're really looking to sell that because the Super Bowl halftime show has grown to be one of the most talked-about live music events.
I think I read when this story broke that the NFL had put a baseline of like $50 million for the sponsorship.
They said,
any word on what Pepsi paid?
It was probably somewhere around I would guess.
Jeez, that's so much money, man.
Well, what do they pay for a commercial? Just a regular Super Bowl commercial?
Like
what
five? Was
going up every year?
Yeah, so
right?
for 10 times more than that. That Pepsi was mentioned constantly. Right. It's all Pepsi halftime show.
Right. But did you change? I mean, when I drink diet soda, it's Coke.
No, I still hate Pepsi.
Yeah.
I mean, I know advertising works, or we wouldn't be here sitting here working. I get it. But
if you're Pepsi, you're not trying to move Pepsi. You're just brand awareness.
You're right.
They're going to sell Pepsi no matter what.
Right.
Call me when they make ginger beer.
Ginger beer.
That's really
brought
the
to you
only,
by the Moscow Mule
soda that I drink.
Yeah, brought to you by the Moscow Mule.
No, just the Mule.
All right.
Or the Molotov Mule.
Yeah.
We no longer acknowledge the Kiev, Moscow.
The Kiev Mule, right?
I like the Molotov.
Yeah. I like that one, too. Right?
It's the same thing, except it has a little rag in it.
Right.
Just a tiny rag coming out of the copper cup.
You'd squeeze out the extra juice.
And I don't light it and throw it at people because that would be a waste.
No, you're right.
Have a good meal.
Drink that. You pull the rag out and drink it, right?
Well, the teacher just you and Christy hanging out. She'd get tired of that pretty quick.
Lighten up your backyard.
You take the rag out and then you suck it dry.
You suck the rag dry, right? Yeah.
Well, if you're out in the yard scouting turds, you just aim for the turds.
Yeah. Blow those up with your backyard.
I don't do that anymore. Right. I've retired from the turd scouting.
Do you miss it?
No. Not at all.
Does she miss your help?
No. Seemingly no.
You don't even point to them? There's turds over there while you clean it up? Okay.
I would think you should go up on the deck off the, and you got the aerial view.
Right.
Yeah, see,
over there.
They're hard to spot, though, because we have our backyard, because the dogs rip it up, is mostly mulch.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We don't have much grass area anymore.
Blends in with the mulch.
Yeah. So you got to be right there. So
Sounds like a scout is needed.
Pretty much you got to step on it.
You could
find it. Yeah.
You could poop in the mulch. She wouldn't know the difference.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, he has.
I try to remember where it is.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'll like line it up in my head.
Where
like,
the poop was?
I can't go, okay, I have to remember. It's with this like part of the sidewalk and it was like this. So if I can go over and find it. Like it's so weird. Like just pick it up. It'd be a lot easier.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
You have a dog?
Yeah.
Do you have a dog in Louisiana?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I've had him for 10 years.
Okay.
Yep.
What's his name?
Chance.
Chance?
He's not allowed at Nick's house.
How come?
He sheds a lot and pees all over the place.
So you don't like him.
That's the dog, by the way.
And our other dogs freak out. Yeah. No, I love Chance, but it's a lot when he comes over.
Where are you staying?
My friend Patty's. Okay. It's awesome. Okay, oh, my God. She's a wonderful chef. Excellent. She's just, you know, oh, my God. It's wonderful. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Did she make the Indian food that Nick forgot?
She didn't mind the pooping.
She did. Yeah, she did. And she knows that now. Yeah. So thank you. That
sorry, Patty.
It was really, really good.
She didn't mind you shedding and pooping either. None of that stuff.
But I do have to put on. No, because Nick likes to mark his territory. No, Chance likes to mark his territory. And so I've had to put these like diaper things on him, right. You know, because she has carpeting and he likes to mark and it's horrible. And I'm like, okay, if you mess this up, I have like nowhere else to go.
Oh, doggy diapers.
Right.
Got it.
Right. Yeah. So you got to not. So he's wearing those and, you know, we're doing the thing and it's okay and all that. So, yeah.
Walking around with the doggy diaper on. That's cute.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
An Amazon driver in Oklahoma City had a terrifying encounter while on the job. Police say somebody threw a grenade into the driver's van.
A boomerang.
A boomerang into the driver's van. So what do? You jump the hell out. The driver jumped out, but the van kept going, of course.
Sure. Mm-hmm. As they would.
Yeah, causing the van to crash into a mailbox and a parked car. The driver suffered minor injuries. A bomb squad was called to the scene. Nearby homes evacuated. The grenade was fake.
Oh.
The suspect fled the scene.
Fake boomerang, man.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't have time to determine that. You see it flying in, you're flying out.
Oh, yeah, you're jumping, man.
And if you're tired of your wife ordering stuff on Amazon, you can just talk to her about it instead of throwing a grenade in the delivery truck.
This may have been the third or fourth step. Perhaps he did already talk to her.
But it's not. It's also the Amazon guy. It's not his fault.
No. He's not ordering all that crap.
It's the wife's fault.
No. Even if you're a boom rock expert, it's hard to determine whether that thing's going to blow up or not.
Yeah. I hope this isn't too close for comfort.
That sucks. Some guy's sitting there waiting for his Bo Jackson shirt to arrive.
Yeah, yeah.
The grenade slowed down the delivery.
Somebody's projecting.
Yeah. You got a place in Oklahoma?
Yeah. Hint. Go ahead. Too close to home, what, Craig?
I don't know. I think we'll be fine here. A sheep.
Oh, he's pushed someone to goats, yeah.
So it's not a goat.
Yeah. I knew you were looking over here for some damn reason, ass.
Yeah. A sheep in South Sudan has been sentenced to 3 years in jail.
The sheep has?
Yes. For murder.
Well, are they run free in Sudan?
The animal headbutted 45-year-old Adu Shaping multiple times.
Adu Shaping?
I have no idea how to pronounce it.
Adu Shabusiness.
Yeah, Shabusiness.
Adu Shaping, Shabusiness.
The animal headbutted the 45-year-old woman multiple times, resulting in her death. Police then took the sheep into custody, and they've reported it will spend the next 3 years in a military camp, after which it will be customarily given to the family of the victim.
Oh, then they're going to eat that thing.
Yeah.
Bang it first, probably.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah. They say
it's going to an army camp.
The owner is innocent. And the sheep is the only one who deserves to be arrested.
Yeah, that sheep's going to be a little tore up by the time it gets to the family.
Yeah, right.
The local court has also ruled that the owner of the animal will give five cows to the victim's family as additional compensation.
How do you handcuff a sheep?
Push.
Thank you. anything like a goat? This is starting to get out of hand, isn't it?
I just want to point out again, these are the people I call my friend. I don't know why.